It is true, you never know who might show up on Rock Conversations. Welcome to our episode today, a special one, if you will. I'm Rob Bob, the self-proclaimed patriarch of rock and roll. And in just a moment, we will share our conversation with the Chucker. Yes, the Chucker. But first, let me remind you that you can subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Audible, you name it. And if you would, please take a few seconds and rate the podcast. Let us know if you like it. So the Chucker has been part of Minnesota radio for decades, often doing interviews with people that he might know, whom he might confuse with someone else, or who he just wants to have a good conversation with. And you never know how it's going to go. So with that buildup, let's take a listen to our rock conversation with the Chucker.
Oh, let's go back, let's go back, let's go back again.
Is the Chucker with you today?
Is he in the same studio? Is he in studio or is he here?
Well, is he there? I mean, you know, are we allowed to talk to him or can we only talk about him?
Oh, no. I got to go get him. He's in the basement. But
okay.
Give me a second here. Hold on. Yeah. Chucker,
it's that podcast. I don't know. They've had enough of my pontification. They want to hear the glory of you, of course. All right. Hold on. He'll be here in a second.
Okay.
He's down there working on, you know, some.
Well, I hope so. I hope he's not freeloading too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello. Freeloading. I'll have you know, nobody works harder at the radio broadcasting. Who is this? Is this Rob Halford?
This is Rob Hahn. But you can call me Rob Bob.
To come again?
Rob Bob. That's with two B's right next to each other. Did you ever see Fletch, Chucker?
Fletch, the movie, you know, with
like
Bill Murray?
Babar. B-A-B-A-R. Is that with one B or two B's? Okay, I digress.
Babar, the French elephant?
Yes, the French elephant.
Yeah, we may have to start this over.
Oh, well, the Chuckster, it's good to talk to you. Let's look back at your story career for a little bit. Is it even fair to ask if you have a favorite interview or two that you've done over the 3 decades or so that you've been on the airwaves?
You mean besides this one?
Well, yes, besides this one. Thank you.
Well, it's hard to pick just one, you know. People like the old Michael Jackson because it's one of the first ones. Michael Jackson was nice enough to join us on there. Turned out it was just some guy named Mike Jackson from Watts. But he had me fooled for a while. But that's a real old one. People like, I like Barbara Babcock from the old TV show. I thought she was on Leave It to Beaver, and she set me straight. She got rather upset.
Explaining, I'm trying to think of the one that I liked. I think it was Rob Schneider from SNL.
Oh, yes.
He was a little
making
confused,
copies,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he lost his patience. He actually asked for John Lastman, Johnny Rock, who
I remember
that.
To
the phone.
One
of the few times I've allowed Johnny Rock to share the spotlight. But about 25 years later, he was in studio at Power Radio. And I didn't have the heart to, you know, bring it up, but that was sort of surreal.
Was he in the studio making copies?
He had moved on from that, but at the time, boy, that was his. He wouldn't stop with that shtick. Holy God! But there was those, you know.
My two other favorites, if I could opine real quickly, would be Fred Savage, because I thought he played along with it very well.
Oh, he was a sweet kid.
Yeah, Chuckster, I think he kept calling you, or Chuck.
Yes.
And Bob Weir. I'm not sure Bob Weir appreciated the Grateful Dead jokes, but I thought they were hilarious.
You know, that's another favorite. Bob Weir, if you listen back to it, you can find these online, or you can just listen to the old Johnny Rock show on Rockin' 101. Yeah, Bob Weir actually laughed at some of them. I liked, what does a Grateful Dead head say when they finally run out of weed? Good Lord, what is this horrible music? You know, it's interesting. It's sort of the bigger the ego, the better the interview with the checker. If you can always tell if they really get upset, well, that's the real them. You know, Carrot Top didn't have a long fuse. He lost it. And, you know, you could go on and on. There's been so many.
Well, it's great to talk to you. I'm going to let you get back to work in the basement because no one works harder than you, right? And if you could find John again, that would be great. I got a few more questions for him. Thank you, Chuck.
Okay, hold on. Thank you, Rob Halliford. Hold on. Yeah, hey, Casey Kasem, he's ready for you again.